Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 2, Make $1 Million. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already probably know and learning how to live them better. Earl starts this episode with a line that immediately reframes how we think about money. All the money in the world, everything you will ever make, is currently in the hands of someone else. Then he asks a simple but provocative question. How would you like to earn $1 million a year? Simple enough, but then he goes on to break it down in ways that make the number feel less mythical and more mechanical. $1 million a year works out to $19,231 a week. If you don't want to work on weekends, that's roughly $3,847 a day. The point isn't the math, it's the mindset. Big goals stop feeling abstract when you turn them into daily actionable targets. From there, Earl outlines four basic ways wealth is created. First, you can have people working for you. Second, you can have money working for you. Third, you can have ideas working for you. And fourth, you can work for yourself. Any of these, or any combination of them, can lead to success. His real challenge is not to pick one, but to start thinking creatively about how value is actually created in the world. He follows this with a reminder I really appreciate. There are no unimportant jobs. Every role contains the seeds of greatness if we choose to create within them. He then quotes Charles Dickens, who said, "It is well for a man to respect his own vocation, whatever it is, and to think himself bound to uphold it and to claim it the respect it deserves." This shifts the focus away from chasing status toward mastering contribution. Earl then moves into the idea of change, not as an act of intelligence, but as an act of will. He quotes Sidney J. Harris, who said that it is not an act of intelligence that makes people change for the better, but an act of the will. For intelligence without courage is as static as courage without intelligence is rash. Really, growth, he argues, comes when we're willing to confront our bad habits and replace them with better ones. He ends this episode with one of my favorite challenges in all of the series. He says, "Make no small plans. Big plans demand more energy, more creativity, and more connection with other people. If your current goals don't stir your blood, if you feel bored or dull, it may not be that life's too small. It may be your plans." Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.